What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and welcome to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. This is a short one you're going to get in the Jeep while I'm going to grab my kids from the last day of Scout Camp. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everyone. So I wanted to shoot you guys a quick message because I've been up in the mountains for the last almost week now. So I got a sweet beard, and those who can see my beard line, this is why I can't invest in a beard oil company or grow a beard for that matter. I don't know why, I've just never been able to. My brother's got a beard that's thicker than the hair on my head, but I can't. So this is the best beard you are getting from Russell. Unless, I wonder if I was to buy like Rogaine and rub it on my beard parts. Sorry, I'm going back and forth in this little tiny cabin road with cars everywhere. Anyway, if it would actually grow and thick, I should try that someday. But I won't, because I don't really want a beard, to be completely honest. So, my message for you today, I wanted to throw this in. So I've gotten, so I just was at my buddy's cabin and I tapped the internet for a few minutes and I got all the messages flying in and seeing what I missed over the last week. And it was funny, I got a bunch of people messaging me about my man John Reese's podcast. So hopefully you guys are listening to it. If not, go to iTunes and search The Wacky Mind of John Reese. He is the dude who was the first guy to make $1 million in our market. He is one that inspired the Two Comma Club Award. And he's inspired so much of what I do, and someone who I appreciate. He's become a friend, he's been a mentor, and he's just pretty much the man. So it's worth it. Go search The Wacky Mind of John Reese and plug in. He's posted two podcasts as of today, and I listened to both of them yesterday. And they're awesome. I love it. But this is what I got, a bunch of people messaging me saying, did you listen to John's podcast at the very end? He was totally talking trash about expert secrets. And I was laughing because I listened to the whole thing. And at the end, I was listening as he was talking about how he doesn't believe people should need to be a personality and things like that to be successful in their business. And it's funny because at that same moment, I Facebooked John and just said how much I appreciate him and his podcast is amazing and stuff. And obviously I look at things from a little different angle than John does. It doesn't mean anyone is right or wrong. That is what's so cool about this business. Marketing is, I always tell people this, like this, it's an art and a science, right? So the science is like the structure, like pages and all that kind of stuff that we talk about and geek out in our funnel world. And then the art is the stuff on top. And people do different ways. And different business models require more and less of those types of things. And so it kind of depends on what you're trying to do and what you're creating and things like that. And so the reason why I wrote Expert Secrets and the reason why I'm so obsessed with that market is because I believe in it so much. I believe that personality and things like that in connection with the audience, what people are craving. And I think you can add an expert front end to any business and dramatically scale. And we've proven it over and over and over and over and over again. And it's awesome. And John was basically saying, like, you don't have to have that. And I think his message is right, because a lot of people struggle because, like, they're not that person. They don't want to be the personality. They don't want to blog and Facebook and podcast and do the dog and pony show that I do every day. And I totally understand that and respect that. But what I am saying and what I'm proposing from an expert seeker standpoint is if you do, you will take what you are, you have, and blow it up on and catch it on fire. I believe that I could go into any company who is a product-based company focusing on traditional stuff and add an expert front end and at least 10x those companies. In fact, that's a challenge. I want somebody to take me up on. So I would say, first off, John is right. Second off, I'm also right. And so it's just different ways to look at it. And, you know, John's background is not, he talked about the podcast that he didn't like being in the front and being all those kind of things, which I totally respect that. but when he did, he made $1 million in a day. Just saying. So there's something to that. There's power. There's the connection that you can get with somebody blows things up, right? The connection is what gets people to share videos and gets people to talk about and gets things to grow and all those kind of things. And without that connection, it's harder to get. Not impossible. Businesses are built on that all the time. In fact, I told someone up here who wants to start a business and asked me what I would recommend for them. And just because of their personality, I was like,
I told him, I said, you start an Amazon business. Like, that makes more sense for you in the spot in your life, in your personality. Like, because in Amazon business, you don't have to have all those personality things, right? It's getting a good product, getting a good price, getting a good description, images, and doing the stuff to get it ranked. Now, if you want to take that and to blow it up, then I would find someone. If you're not that person, partner with somebody who can become the personality and use that person's personality to blow it up. Because I could take any Amazon product off the shelf, tied to personality, and 10x it overnight. And that's the power. So we're both right. I just wanted you guys to know that I still love John, even though he wasn't probably not talking about me specifically, but people as a whole. So that said, one second. Yes. How's it going, bud? Anyway, sorry. These guys all think I'm weird because I'm the one dude out here podcasting while they're all scouting it up. So anyway, take that for what it's worth. Anyway, so I love John, love his advice. And for those of you guys who are nervous about the expert stuff, you can start a business that way. Just know that this is how you amplify and you scale and you build a mass movement of people who buy over and over and over and over, and over again. People connect more people than brands. So hope that helps. And that's all I got for today, guys. See y'all later. Bye, everybody. Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.